Yes, sir.
Oh, today is July 5th, and
Ross wants me to put on a record. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it, because sometimes you guys don't tell the truth.
And Ross says, but today is a day that, I said, how do I know you're telling the truth? And he said, well, today is a day that I do it.
Right?
It was, it's a day that I tell the truth. Oh, a little earlier.
Oh, Marty was standing down there. Whatever it is that's bothering him, it's sure making me hard to do my work. I said,
Ross and Mark, don't spill. I said, anybody caught spilling this morning goes into the torture chamber. And Ross said, which is the garbage can. In other words, he was explaining what the name of the torture chamber was. Oh. Right.
We're talking about, I was saying Ross is a salad food, or a prune salad. I'm just teasing you. He said, speckling of salad.
We had fruit salad, as anyone else said something about we had fruit salad for lunch, and there was a set of...
For snacks. He didn't mean speaking, he didn't mean speckling, he meant speaking of salad.
Good boy.
Ross and Mark are playing together with their toys, and Ross says, we don't need those. Mark said, yeah, we do need those. Ross said, no, we don't need those. Mark said, yeah, we do need those. Ross said, no, we don't need those. But thanks for your help.
Ross was being nice to me, giving me a kiss at bed. We were reading his toothpaste, that, you know, so it was Crest.
And he said, give me a last kiss. And he gave me a kiss. And then left.
Just put it, Ricky. And then left the toothpaste with me. He said, here, Dad, see you. And walked away. And then he realized that he ought to explain why he left it to me.
Left it for me. With me. And he said, because...
If you no, anyway, he said, because if you run out of toothpaste, you can use mine. Right, Ross?
And even if you do run out.
Oh, and now he came back in later, and as I was recording, he said,
and even if you didn't run out of it,
you can use, in fact, you can use mine. So what he really should have said is, you know why I say you can use toothpaste?
Mine. Mine.
Is because
Mommy
if you run out of toothpaste, then you might want to use mine.
I don't have mommy.
Ross said we forgot to sew our teeth out.
How do you do it, Ross? No, what's the word, though? What do you do to your teeth?
Clean the food.
With what? Okay, and what is it called?
What?
Sewing? Why is it sewing, Tony? It looks like sewing. You know what Ross said? We forgot to sew our teeth out, yeah.
Sewing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dental floss. Yeah, the dental floss, yeah. Ross, we're talking about Ivanhoe. And he's here. And I said, did God make Ivanhoe? He said, yeah, in the story. And he said, who made God? And I said, nobody made God. He said, well, who made God? You want to know? And I said, nobody made God. He was the first guy in the line. You're also looking at the postcards we brought back from Niagara Falls. He said, oh, you want to see that boat we went on? That one, the one that went right next to the water. He pointed to the one that went next to the water. No, I said, I told Ross that, I said, Ross, listen to me. He said, I'm not up to it. I said, didn't want to. I said, why? I said, I'm not up to it. So he said, asked me if I want to do baseball. I said, no, I'm not up to it. We went back and forth a couple times, and then I said, he said, well, I'm not up to baseball, then will you change your mind? And in other words, if he changed what he was up for, would I change? If he wasn't up to baseball, would I become up to baseball? Right? Sure. It's a good idea. It's a good idea, though, to get your dad to do something. Yeah. It's a good idea if you want to get your dad to do something. Yeah,
it's a good thing. Can we play baseball?
No. I was telling Ross about putting my money in the money machine. And he said, do you feel strange giving your money to a robot? And I said, no, because the money won't cheat me. He said, to a computer. And I said, no. What do you think, Ross? Do you think I should worry about it? One. That's categorization, Ross.
Write my name right here.
Okay.
And write my
teacher's
name over here.
Okay, okay. But just, I want to finish talking about the money machine. Why do you think I should worry about it?
Because I want you to
worry. Why? Give me a good reason to worry.
I don't
know
the reason.
Well, maybe there's no reason to worry about it. Okay, I'll write the names now. Ross was looking at the birdhouse on John Body's garage's roof, and he said, a bird circus is that. He said, a bird circus, and then he said, is that. So this was sort of an afterthought. You wanted to say, that thing is a bird circus. You wanted to say so much, and he just said, a bird circus. And he said, is that. Ross said, her mother said to Mark, do you have to go pee-pee? And Mark, he said, I have, pause, go pee-pee. In other words, I H-A-F, pause, T, go pee. I'm sorry, go pee. So I have to go pee. I have to go, all right, I have to go pee. As it should be written, T-E. I have to go pee. He also uses T instead of D on the ends of words that need D in their past tense, like instead of saying I ran, of course he should say I ran, he says I rant, or instead of saying I falled, I fall. I see. Ross said to Mark, Mark was screaming, and Ross said, what's worrying you? And Marky said, don't say that. And Marky said, don't say that. And then Marky said, don't say what? And Marky said, don't say what Daddy's saying. And then Ross said again, Ross said, what is Daddy saying? And said, don't say what you're saying. Oh, that should go on Marky's as well as Ross's. Ross, I was telling Marky that he had banana dumplings. I was sort of teasing. And Ross said, Daddy, you know what you've got? I said, what? He said, a good mind. Uh-huh. That's nice. What do you have, honey? You have a good mind, too. You have a good mind, too. I told Ross that Marky was figuring out ideas now that Ross had figured out a long time ago.
Oh,
and Ross said,
okay.
And Ross said, when I was a baby and without your help. Right. Ross has been learning a lot of bad words to call people. You underarm something and you tummy ache. He calls his brother these things. Yeah. I told Ross that we were going to go to Children's Palace tomorrow, and that what did he want to buy there? And he said, I'll make up my mind tomorrow. Is that okay? This is his first case of putting off a decision for a future event that I can think of. On top of that, asking permission to put off a decision for a future event.
Ross saw the movie Tron. Ross saw the movie Tron. And he said, I like Tron. You know why I like it? And I said, why? Because I said I thought it was kind of mean movie.
Yeah.
He said, I like it. You know why? Because he got his work job back. And I said, what? He said, you know, his computer job back.
Right.
Now, all this was a very itsy bitsy little teensy part of this movie,
yeah.
Way at the end.
Well, he got rematerialized.
Yes, but he got his job back, Brian.
That's true.
Did you notice that little tiny part of the very end of the movie?
Yeah,
where he got his job back as a computer programmer.
Right.
And Ross noticed.
Ross noticed, yeah.
It was just, after all that flashbang, that Ross should notice the resolution of the entire story.
It had a happy ending, basically.
Huh?
It had a happy ending.
Yeah, it had a happy ending.
I asked Ross to take Marty down to the car. He said, okay. And then he said, are you taking the Toyota? In other words, he wanted to make sure that he knew which car we were taking before he decided to put Marky into one of the cars. He didn't want to make a mistake and put Marky in the wrong car.
Ross asked about the little food color tattoos. He said, do these stay on forever? And I said, no. And then he said, why do Jim's do? Because they're crayons? And it was, why do Jim's stay on? Or why does Jim's? I guess it's not in there. Why do Jim's do? Now, why do Jim's stay on, or why? It's not an agreement error, but what kind of error is, why do Jim's do it? I guess that's what it should be.
Ross wanted to have a special new Smurf glass that we had bought, and I just gave him one of the ones we had bought the day before, and he said, we only buy that one for only Mom. In other words, that one is only for Mom. So he made the error in the buy instead of bought. And then said it in sort of a funny way. We did instead of said saying, did we only buy that one for Mom only? He said, did we only buy that one? Well, whatever I said a second ago.
Ross and Mark were down in the basement playing, and Ross said, look, Dad, we mixed up tripe. And he said, that's good. And I said, how do I know it's good? And he said, because Marky's not crying. The first really clear case of providing somebody with evidence by a usual conclusion, that was such and such would usually happen, it's not happening, if the opposite were true. That is, if it had been bad, Marky would be crying. But since he's not crying, therefore it's good. Very good. Good thinking, Ross. And a little earlier, I was teasing Ross, and I said, Ross, you stop crying. You better stop crying, too. And Ross said, but I wasn't crying. And I said, in other words, I can't stop crying because I wasn't crying in the first place. Right, Ross? And then I came up and I said, I let that sink in for a while, about 10 minutes. And then I said, Ross, would you stop eating lettuce? And Ross said, what do you mean? Stop being Alice? And, or stop being Lennis. And then he thought he means, you mean stop eating jello, because that was what he was eating then. And I said, no. I just couldn't believe that I really meant for him to stop eating lettuce. He was trying to interpret that I must have meant something else. Okay, Ross, let's hear the rest of that story.
Yeah?
What are we doing now?
Good.
Read the stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, story of God, right?
We were talking about Marky screaming, and Ross said, I don't scream even when Marky screams. Marky, Ross said, I said, how many boys are going to go sit at the table and eat breakfast? And he said, they said, we are, and how many boys eat pancakes? We are. And he said, Ross said, but the one who doesn't have any shoes on is going to sit here and wait to have his shoes on. In other words, would you please put my shoes on?
You can only go in there, but when socks, no.
Ross said, if you're barefoot or with shoes on, you can only go in there, but when socks, no. Now, what you mean to say is, if you're barefoot or if you have shoes on, you can go in there.
Yeah, because you might fly.
But if you have socks on, you can't go in there.
Yeah, because you might fly.
That's what he said.
No, he added another word.
And if you want, when you're soft, you might fly and hit your head. That's
right.
why we can't do it when soft.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You've got the right idea. A little earlier, Mommy was saying...
Yes, dear.
How many boys want any breakfast, and Mommy raised her hand too or something. And Mommy, Ross said, hey, are you trying to be one of us? Is that what he said? What? What did you
say? I didn't do anything, so I didn't know where all that came from.
Yeah. And she just, no, yes she did. She said something a lot the same as the boys did.
I know, but I didn't understand what it was in reference to because I didn't do anything.
Oh, you asked me why I was wandering outside. That's right. Ross had been asking why I was wandering outside. And I told him why I was wandering outside. And Mommy said something about wandering outside. And Ross said, hey, do you want to be one of us? There was people that asked about wandering, Daddy going wandering outside. Yesterday, I'm just recording, July 29th, I believe, Ross was coming down the stairs and said, you fell down the stairs almost. Almost was an afterthought. Really what he meant was, I almost fell down the stairs, but he said, I fell down the stairs almost. Not clear whether it's an speech error, you could say it's a word order error, or a competence error. He actually doesn't get it right. I was telling Ross that we were going to buy some presents for him, and he said, the one we're missing that we have to buy is R2-D2 with sensor scope. This is a nice example of a double relative clause, but it's just a further specification of the one that we're missing. That we have to buy. He's got it on the backwards floor.
Ross was saying to Mark, do you want a lot of cheese or a little cheese? And Mark just nodded yes. And Ross said this again. And then he said, big? Mark nodded. Little? Mark nodded. Ross said, which one do you prefer? And then he said, big? Mark nodded. And he looked at the cheese and he shook his head, no. But anyway, the thing was, what do you prefer?
Ross just produced his first sarcasm. I tried to fix his handcuffs that had broken. And I gave them back to him and said, Ross, I can't fix them. And he said, thanks a lot. Mary says it's not the first time. When was the first time, Mary?
This is July 31st. Ross came to me with a balloon in his hand and said, Mom, would you find a way of attaching this balloon to my back? Used completely correctly.
I pulled Ross's bread away from him and he got his hand in the butter and he said, hey, look what you did. And what he should have said was, hey, look what you made me do. That is, he put his hand in the butter. Told Ross that he made an excellent fruit salad, and he said, thanks, Dad, we needed that. And I said, uh-huh. Sort of looked at him, like, elaborate, and said, we've been waiting for that for a long time. That was, we've been waiting for that, you to tell us that you liked that fruit salad for a long time. In fact, they, of course, hadn't been waiting a long time. They'd just been waiting since they just made it before I came home, so it couldn't have been too long. And anyway, it shows that he doesn't really understand what thanks we needed that means, but then he generates we've been needing that for a long time, which is a correct interpretation of thanks I needed that or we needed that. But the basic idea wasn't right in the first place. But it was a very nice thing for him to say. Explain
you,
this whole...
Thank you.
That's enough. Just thank you. Thank you. Oh, right. In other words, if I say thanks to you, and Ross says, thank you. This is sort of my way of saying you're welcome. I was explaining to him why you don't say thanks, I needed that. And he said, no, I've got it. Thank you. told Ross that there was just a little bit left and that he could have it when he finished what he had in his plate. He was eating fruit salad. And he looked at it and said, that's for later, right? That's for later.
That's for later.
And gesturing at me with his hand. So what you're basically saying is we shouldn't eat that now, right?
No.
Why shouldn't we eat it now, Ross? Just listen. Okay. Why shouldn't we eat it now?
Because if we did eat, Mom could have it and we could have it.
And we wouldn't have any later when we really wanted it, right?
Right.
I think you're right.
You're right.
Right.
Now, we're going to save it, right?
I was recording about Marky, that he said something about Rossi splashing him in his tub, and Ross heard it and he said, "It's true, I did. We do that every day." In other words, he just wanted to verify that it wasn't, that Marky wasn't wrong. Marky was right, and it really was true that we splashed. Checking out to make sure that I had the right idea. Ross said, "Could you get me some apple juice in a Smurf glass named Grouchy?" And then Marky said, "Could you get me some apple juice?" And I said to Marky, "What? In what?" And he said, "In a glass. In a Smurf..." Oh, no, you didn't say in a glass. He said, "Smurf glass." And then said, Ross said, "Named what?"
Grouchy.
How about Brainy, Mark?
No. Yeah, Brainy has a good...
good mind. Has a good mind. Marky wants the grouchy Smurf glass.
I hate Marky.
And Ross said, Mommy said, "The only reason you want grouchy is because Marky has it." And Marky said, Ross said, "No, it's because I'm grouchy now." And then he said, "I hate Marky." "Hey, Ross, come on." Ross said, "Oh, Dad." Yes, this is a new way of getting my attention. I said, "Just right now, I ate a hot part, and it didn't burn my tongue." I was eating some hot cereal. Ross said, "You know how I eat these hot parts?" And we said, "How?" And he said, "Little pieces." In other words, that's how he eats his hot cereal in the morning. He takes a little bite at a time. You're very careful, aren't you? Does it end up burning your tongue? Does it? Do you? It does. A little hot.
Sure.
Well, that strong sugar taste.
Doesn't.
Ross said, "If you brought your bike in here and locked it up, then the burglars wouldn't be able to get it." He was telling you about how
we should lock our bikes up. Burglars away.
And a little earlier, he said, "I'm putting my bike in here so it won't be taken by the burglars." A nice passage, one of his first really cool passages. In a subordinate clause.